Virtual reality is here, but does it work for everyone? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Bas Rokers, associate professor of psychology at NYU Abu Dhabi, examines the science behind the tech.
What if you could walk into a room full of strangers and see names and other relevant details floating above everyone's head? Augmented reality can make such a world possible. The technology may soon be built into glasses, for example, so that virtual content can be superimposed on our view of the real world. Engineers are close to solving the many challenges involved in augmented reality. At the same time, however, our understanding of the conditions under which our brains can or cannot take advantage of the additional information is relatively limited. In a recent study at the University of Wisconsin-Madison and New York University Abu Dhabi, we manipulated the virtual content displayed. We found that under naturalistic viewing conditions, the brain exploits small involuntary head movements, which we call head jitter, to improve visual perception. For augmented reality devices to work well, therefore, they should record your head jitter and update the virtual content accordingly. As an important aside, we found that commonly available virtual reality headsets do not work well for a large fraction of the population. Specifically, some popular headsets provide a poor fit to women. As a result, females tend to report a poorer visual experience and greater motion sickness. Our work informs the design of new virtual and augmented reality devices and may help us better understand the neural mechanisms that are disrupted in perceptual disorders.
That was Bas Rokers of NYU Abu Dhabi. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.